I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Over the last few weeks, we've been meeting the young musicians who have won a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. And we continue that series today by talking with 15-year-old high school violinist Aaron Green. Aaron is a sophomore at Union High School in Camas. He plays in the orchestra there. And Aaron is also a member of the Portland Youth Philharmonic, and he has been for a number of years. I was interested in those early years, so I asked Aaron how he got his start with the violin.
Well, it basically started with my sister, actually, because my mom, she saw my sister, who was like 12 at the time, and she thought she was really bored and that she needed something else to do. So she thought, oh, let's give her a violin. But a lot of teachers in the area said they wouldn't teach her because she was too old.
Really?
Except one of them said they would teach my sister if she could teach me, too. And I was 8.
So you started in order that your sister not be bored.
Basically, yeah. Or I started with her, yeah.
Did you have any say in the matter? I mean, did your mom say, Aaron, do you want to play violin?
No, not at all.
Yeah. We just need you to play violin.
Yeah, she just wanted me to have something, which I'm thankful for now.
Oh,
but
really?
At the time, I was like, really, there's a lot of time, it felt like. And I really didn't like how I sounded, obviously, so I don't think that helped at all. But like as I played more, obviously, I liked how I sounded, and then I started wanting to practice more, and then it's a good cycle.
So the way you tell the story about you kind of getting roped into playing violin to begin with, and you didn't like practicing the beginning, and it just kind of was something that you weren't too enthusiastic about. At what point did that switch? You know, at some point, obviously, you started caring more deeply about it. Can you pinpoint that to a moment or a point in your life?
Just kind of got better and better. Somehow I started realizing how, like, beautiful music can be, you know? That made me want to practice more. Also, of course, being in PYP, everyone was, like, so good. And that made me want to practice more. I don't know, everyone in PYP is kind of, like, intimidating, I guess, but also inspiring because everyone just does all these amazing things, it feels like, and makes you want to work a lot harder. That's what makes PYP good to be in, I think.
Was there a moment in PYP in your experience in playing a particular piece of music that you're like, whoa, this is awesome?
Yeah, actually this year we played the Adagio from the ballet called Spartacus by Khachaturian. That was just so beautiful and I loved it so much. Got a lot of chills when we were rehearsing it. So that's probably my favorite thing we've ever done.
I love that piece of music, too. I totally get
it's
that.
It's so good. And then, like, the climax when all the violins are playing the high notes. Oh, it's so good. I started listening to classical music a lot more this year. Like before, I would pretty much listen to, I know, a lot of pop. But this year, I get lost listening into classical music. Sometimes I'll be doing this assignment and I'll be thinking, wait, I would get this done a lot faster if I were getting lost into like Chopin or something. So get my headphones in and then just do the assignment really quick. And it helps a lot there. And it's just kind of an escape, similar to, like, TV shows. I watch a lot of those. And it's just really nice to, yeah, just get lost in it. I don't know. It's just really amazing. This year has been really interesting.
A lot of new discoveries?
Yeah. And I've changed a lot, like, as a person this year, I think, because it's my sophomore year. So last year, I kind of took a lot of hard classes, and that was a big jump from middle school. So I think I just kind of got overwhelmed by that, and so I felt like I never had enough time. And when I was working, I wasn't working efficiently, and when I was relaxing, all I could think about was the work I hadn't done. So last year was pretty bad for me, yeah. But this year, I just felt like I'm taking harder classes and more of them, but like this year, I'll just go home and just get the assignments done, and then I'll like practice violin or something. So this year's just been so much better, and I've gotten a lot more sleep. And yeah, it's just been great this year. It just feels like I have a lot more time for everything, even though I probably have less time for everything. And actually, this year I've been to so many more like parties with friends, like especially for our school orchestra. We like hang out so much, and it's just been so much fun to hang out with them. And when we bond together, we play so much better. I don't know. I've just been so happy this year. And like this little things that would get me, that wouldn't get me excited before, do now for some reason. Yeah, I've just been happy.
Well, that puts a smile on my face. We've been hearing from 15-year-old high school sophomore Aaron Green. And I'm Krista Wessel. You're listening to On Deck with Young Musicians, supported in part by YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, offering a residential summer arts program at Salem's Willamette University. They teach leadership skills with programs in music, theater, visual arts, dance, and creative writing. There's more at the Young Musicians and Artists website, ymainc.org. Before I turn this microphone on, you were telling me that your parents are both doctors?
Yeah.
And your sister is studying medicine too, is that right?
Yeah.
Is this of any interest to you whatsoever?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about what I really want to do in life. And I know that a lot of people, they're like set on one thing, except that can change a lot. So I don't know, it's just kind of nice not to know, because there's so much opportunity. Just kind of go where life takes you. I just think that's so cool. So yeah, so basically I don't really know. Yeah.
That's cool. Sometimes I get worried about people who are your age who have such a firm idea of what they want to do.
Yeah, and I feel that's especially scary because like there's always someone better than you in that field, so you're like, yeah, I'm working so hard for this, and then you meet that one person who's like a genius, and then it feels like they haven't even worked that hard, but they're so good at what they do, and then it might make you want to quit that thing you're so set on. And I've thought like sometimes in my life about quitting just violin, piano, everything, because I want to explore other things or something, but I've kind of realized that I can't do that because it's so important that I stay with all these amazing people, like in PYP, and that I keep developing the things I've already developed, especially because I definitely want to keep music in my life somehow later. I don't think I'll like major in it, because that's a lot of pressure, but just somehow, even if it's just playing the piano with friends or something, probably at least a hobby.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It would be a shame after all these years of work
to
just stop.
Exactly.
That's 15-year-old high school sophomore Aaron Green. He told me that he's recently discovered a love of writing. He writes not only for his school newspaper, but for a local magazine as well. And he's toying with the idea of pursuing a career in writing. Of course, he's a very fine violinist as well. In the background, you hear him playing the opening movement of Wieniawski's Concerto No. 1. As one of the winners of a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert, Aaron will be playing this piece with a full professional orchestra on May 9th at Lincoln Hall at Portland State University. You know, this Metro Arts Concert is always one of my favorite concerts of the year, and I hope you can attend in person too. But if you can't be at Lincoln Hall on May 9th, All Classical Portland will be broadcasting the concert a few days later on Saturday, May 13th at 5 o'clock. So be sure to tune in. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. And as a reminder, every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, so you can hear my profiles of the other Metro Arts winners there. Just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.